Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, like in many other countries, Ireland has a thriving campervan culture. Some of them are modest, some are extremely luxurious, yet they all share a desire to drive the roads of Ireland and park up wherever they wish. So what is the attraction? News Talks, is this really about wife-swapping? Correspondent Henry McKean went to investigate. Henry, good afternoon.
Is that what it's about? Good afternoon.
I don't know. I always get suspicious when people congregate together in remote spots.
Well, I mean, it's a fair
question.
Point.
It's a fair point. It's a fair question, I think.
A lot of county councils around the country, perhaps that's why some of them aren't always that campervan friendly. But yeah, 20,000 of them have been registered in Ireland over the years since COVID. And you remember back in 2021 where we went on the road in a camper.
Yeah.
Well, I went on, you kind of stayed here.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were trying to, you know, like they are now, get out there, explore, you know, release after the, you know, all those particular lockdown rules were lifted. And we did this West Coast and an East Coast tour. And it was great fun. But saying that, you really should rent one first, not buy one, because they're not to everyone's taste.
I would imagine so,
You know, they look great and they feel great when you drive them. But when you sleep in them, sometimes you can get, you know, a little bit sore back. And they're not that big. They're not as big as you think.
No, the bed's not that comfy.
Well, they can become, they're called a rock and roll bed. So they go from seats and they turned into a bed. Mm. They're not bad, but like that, you know, when you get to a certain age, you like your home comforts.
Yes, you
but
do.
But
yeah.
These days you can now get these big tents that attach to the camper.
Oh, that expand out,
That's much better. And that, you know, I definitely tried this whole campervan culture, and we're looking at it again today, and we're asking, because so many people out there are actually pushing back, because, you know, sometimes they take up a bit of the pavement or they take up a little bit of space in a certain area. I met these people in Greystones and we talk about campervans, and they see a lot of them, especially at weekends.
I'm not happy about them coming around because they're a bit of a menace on the roads, and some of them, they don't drive that well.
So you prefer there wasn't all the campers, all the camper vans?
I guess it's a culture.
Parking along there at the weekends, it is a kind of a blocks everything and hard to get a parking spot for.
So it's hard for the locals sometimes to get
just hard to jump. It's just hard to get a spot if you have to go down for a quick swim or something. But I mean, I cycle now, so yeah. And there's talk about opening that place up there for them. Maybe that would be a good idea. I don't know. I feel I can't be too down on them because some of my family have them, but at the same time, they are a bit of a, you know, take up a lot of room.
One of the biggest problems are the camper vans are getting much bigger and the lanes are a bit narrow, so you get a problem there. But got to be a bit careful where you go because there are certain rules that have to be obeyed.
I can't say that the camper vans are very disruptive to me. I think it's just an accessible way for people to experience the island as much as they can. So I don't ever find them to be much in the way. I mean, I'm not from around here myself, but I don't find them overly disturbing. It's just a way for people to holiday and to explore.
I have children myself, and we all have a great time camping. With memories that will last forever. So I have sympathy with them. In fairness to everybody, it has to be used with moderation.
You're from the States. How big are your camper vans over there?
They're about the size of a bus. Not a double-decker bus, but a typical bus.
So those really large ones that the Hollywood stars would use just before they come out and act.
But couples will retire in those and travel around America. They're, to put into euros, anywhere from 800,000 to 1.2 million euros. I've been in one of them, and they do everything except massage you, but just about everything else that they can do.
If someone invests in one and they decide to retire, they decide to keep it in their driveway until they retire, neighbors don't like that.
You don't like them parked in the driveway?
Well,
no, most neighbors don't. It's an eyesore.
The posher neighborhoods don't have those sort of things in their driveway, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't mind them in the slightest. I think it's great. Come on in, see the town, just pick up your rubbish after you.
It's a great way to see the country, and that a lot of pubs were sort of opening up specific areas to facilitate them, you know. So yeah, it is a good idea. Yeah.
Mixed views there.
Very mixed. Very
and $1 million for a camper van.
Yeah, one of those huge, massive, long ones that could last a lifetime. You know,
you wouldn't drive that around Ireland, though, really. You wouldn't fit.
You wouldn't even get it down the M50 or even the M7. You'd need a really wide road to get that down any particular path or road. Mm. But like, we are talking about the camper vans here. Like, if you buy a brand new Volkswagen California, you're looking at about 75,000 to 80,000. So wow, that's basically a transporter. That's like a van that you would see perhaps somebody from a joinery company, a window company, not that big. It's not huge, just like an average size van.
It's a white van.
Like a white van, Volkswagen white van. But if you buy the California, which is the camper version, you're looking, about 75,000. But then you can get even a bigger one. You can get this huge one, which is called a California Grand, and they are about €100,000. And I basically... I got to meet some Germans. So I was actually camping in a tent up in Roundwood last weekend, and I saw these ladies, these German ladies, in this €100,000 camper, and I wanted to find an excuse to say, can I have a look around? Yes. And I couldn't pluck up enough courage. And then when I was working on this particular project, doing a piece on campus, I bumped into them again. This is what happened.
Heidi and Connie.
We are sisters. And we drive... 10 years ago, together, mostly with camper van.
So you came from Berlin. You've got this beautiful camper van here. It's a top-of-the-range one. This is a Volkswagen California Grand. Here, they're expensive. They're about 100,000 here. A good bit cheaper in Germany, about 80,000. What is it you love about camper vanning around Ireland? You've been here before.
I was in Ireland, I think, 15 years before. I work at a broadcast station, and we made a reportage about the Kerryway.
Oh, wow. So you did a report about the Kerryway. What do you love about the camper van, and what do you love about being on holiday inside one?
It's a kind of freedom, I think. We could stand up when we think it's time to stand up. We could have breakfast when we are hungry, and we can cook an espresso.
So we're walking into the camper van. Wow, look inside here. It feels like a first-class aeroplane seat. You know, you've got cupboards, you've got a shower, places to sleep, and this is the gas stove here for the coffee.
Yes, the gas stove for the coffee and the fridge here. But it's a little bit crazy, the fridge.
So it's a little bit cramped, but it's not that cramped, because this is the taller, the bigger of the... Grant, and there's also seats back here too. So this is your life. You're all squeezed in.
You have to organize yourself a lot, and it looks bigger than it is.
It does look bigger from the outside, and there's even areas up there to sleep. And I know I did this back in 2021. I took a smaller one of these campers, one of these Californias, but you've got the big tall one. Your favorite thing about touring around Ireland?
Beara
Island, and that whole peninsula. You love it there, yes. In Cork.
There you go. A few comments from some of the listeners and everything we've heard so far. Someone says camper vans are not a nuisance in Greystones. There's only ever a few there and doing no harm whatsoever, just spending money and enjoying the town. There's always a few moans everywhere. Someone else says we have the largest tourist coastline in the world, the Wild Atlantic Way. And there should be more overnight stops with chargers to accommodate these tourists. If there were organised spots, there'd be less parking in villages, etc. I am a single parent and found it a great safe way to bring my kids around Ireland to festivals and visiting the more remote spots. Someone else says, we toured Europe in a camper van as children because my dad was working abroad for a while, and I have the fondest memories of our VW van in the 90s. We were crammed in. But it was the most magical thing as a kid. There you go. Yeah. So that's nice memories for
magical.
Them.
Very magical.
But they weren't crammed in, those two Germans. That sounded like they were just, it was like a hotel room from the Merion Hotel put on wheels.
Well, it kind of reminded me of like an Etihad first class kind of bedroom. You know the way sometimes the Arab airlines offer really massive luxury.
Did they own that? No.
They rented it.
They didn't
actually buy it. Yeah. They did rent it. Yeah. And like that, we rented it 4 years ago. I think it was from Bunk Campers. And I mean, there's a lot to be said. They are they're pretty impressive. And I did get to speak to experts. I got to visit lazydays.ie, who consult and who are specialists.
Yeah, I'm Sue Best. Myself and my husband run Lazy Days Campers in Wicklow, and we are now a camper parts and servicing specialist.
You're specialists and you give advice. We've got some beautiful campers just here, lovely, lovely things, parked up with the beautiful Wicklow Mountains behind us. For you, when did you fall in love with a camper?
Oh gosh, I suppose that was probably about 17, 18 years ago when we started our business, and we were looking to rent a camper in the Irish market and realised that Volkswagen campers weren't available. So it became a business idea and sparked it off for us, and we started our fleet. They became very, very popular, and we've just grown from there.
And when we take how camper vanning, how it's changed, it really took off during COVID and then the opening up of lockdown. I remember driving one around the country 4 years ago. For you, was that the high point, and where are we now?
It absolutely was. I mean, I will say that the trajectory of growth or an interest in campers is always rising and has been for a very long time. And Ireland is quite behind the rest of Europe and the UK in that respect. But we're catching up. But certainly during COVID, it mushroomed. I mean, beyond expectation, and we were certainly very, very busy. So we've sort of come down from those COVID levels now. It's not as popular as it was, but I would argue that it's more popular than it was before COVID. It's always on the increase.
I met two sisters and they were actually struggling to find a campsite, some places to take their camper. Is there enough facilities out there for them? And can you understand why some people might do a little bit of wild camping and they might park up somewhere where they shouldn't?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there is a really good network of campsites in Ireland. And I guess because of the growing popularity, it may be difficult to find places in the height of the high season. I mean, I suppose the beauty of Ireland is that it is possible to go wild camping as long as you're respectful. Obviously, we can always do with more facilities. A lot of the local councils are starting to put in these sort of areas to service, places for campers to park up. So we need a bit more of that. We need a bit more of the local councils investing in infrastructure for campers as well.
There you go. A texter says, we thought about getting a camper van in 2021 as a way to explore Ireland, but couldn't believe the price of them. It was a huge upfront cost, and to be honest, we couldn't justify it. We'd love to rent one, though. It's still on our bucket list, but it would be very cosy because we've had two babies since. Yeah, very cosy. Kira Fields was in contact from Wildway Campers based in Castle Gregory. Definitely a good idea to rent before you buy, she says, as it's not for everyone. Though it's an amazing way to holiday, she says.
Definitely.
Definitely. So I assume when you were doing this, Henry, you were meeting people from all parts of the world, just Germans.
You would meet people from all over the place. And I think these particular hotspots get very busy at the weekends, not just, today. Today is Thursday, isn't it? I got to meet this Welshman and a man from the north.
Phil, you're from Wrexham. You're from Wales. You've got a Welsh dragon here on your camper. What do you love about it?
We like to be able to get out and visit different places.
So where have you been in Ireland so far?
We've been to Donegal, we've done the west coast, down to the Dingle, Ringakerry. We've been up around the north, Port Rush, Port Stewart.
And what brings you to Greystones?
We haven't done this coast.
You haven't done the east coast?
So we thought we'd just do it this time, head down as far as probably as Wexford, maybe down to Cork.
And how have the public been towards you? Have you had a decent reception? Or?
Yes, we normally do. Everybody seems to be quite friendly.
And we're here on Greystones Beach Car Park. Mm-hmm. And I noticed the loo, they're saying, please don't, campers, please don't empty your liquids.
Cassettes.
Yeah. Cassettes. And the cassette is the box where the urine goes. Or
that's
urine.
Correct. That's something that we don't do anyway.
You wouldn't do?
We wouldn't do it, no.
You're a happy camper?
Yes. We try not to leave anything behind us, so...
And do you think some of you, not you, but some of you perhaps have a reputation of not always caring about where you're going?
I think a minority do.
Just
in the main, yeah. In the main, most people obey the rules.
My name is Stanley McFarland. I live in County Down. I have a camper van. I've had a camper van since 2000. We've travelled across Europe. I love the camper van because it gives you freedom. You don't have to pack, you don't have to go through airports. Been over to Belgium, Germany, Netherlands, France, actually Italy as well. Last year we went camping to New Zealand. Hired one in New Zealand for a month. So I just love the freedom. I love the way that you can travel about. It's a relatively small camper van. It's not a big motorhome, so you can take it into towns.
It's beautiful. It's a Peugeot. It's pretty big. I mean, it's on the large size of a camper. Yeah. And for you, it gives you that freedom. And you're just off the ferry from Rosslare, and you're trying to get back to the north.
That's correct. Yes, we've been there for 6 weeks in France, Andorra and Spain. So we're on our way home. Yep.
And you love it.
And I love it.
There you go. Another firm conversion there to camper vans. I don't think I would feel comfortable driving a camper van on the local roads, says this person. They're huge. I'm not great at parking at the best of times. I think I'll stick to my traditional tent or B&B. Someone else says, I love camper vanning. I've done it 8 to 10 trips over the last few years in Ireland, Scotland, Wales, and also in the US many years ago. It's a great combination of driving and comfortable camping and an unforgettable experience. Now somebody else says, now, there's a great sense of community in campsites that I think I would miss if we switched to a camper van. They are definitely a fancy and pricey version of camping. So well, is there a difference when you go to one of these parks? Are the people in tents and people in camper vans?
Well, yeah.
Or do the camper vanners stick together?
We do mix. Like, I ended up talking to people in caravans more than camper vans. For example, there was a couple from the Netherlands, and he was pretty cross and always in a bad mood. He was in a camper van. But saying that, you know, everyone's different. No, they do mix. They are friendly, and they do spend. People forget that camper vans do spend. You know, they might be saving on the accommodation, but that saving they'll spend in a local restaurant. So yeah, no,
you'd hope so. But then again, would a lot of them be kind of cooking in?
You'd have a little gas, little tiny gas stove and a little frying pan and stuff like that. But you can't really do much with the gas stove. You can make a Spanish omelette. Well, obviously, you could cook anything if you really wanted to.
Yeah.
And the novelty of cooking inside is fantastic. But after a while, geez, you'd just be going to the chipper. Like a lot of them would.
It'd get fairly stink though, fairly quickly
It does, but the ventilation, I mean, you sleep so well, you know, because you've got so much ventilation, you've got like the window open, or if you open up the roof, for example, all that wind and Irish weather can come in. So you actually do, and even in a tent, I sleep really well in a tent. Saying that, I did take my shoulder out. I slept on the bar of the air mattress, still a bit sore. It's actually quite sore now, a few days on.
Yeah.
But what you know, it takes a few days to get used to it, for sure.
Someone says there's a motorhome. Is that what they really call them? Motorhome?
So that's the bigger one. So the motorhome, you have to, like a camper, you and me could just drive a camper right now. We wouldn't have to change our driving license. But for a motorhome, you need a kind of a sort of lorry license or a small license.
A big one.
If you go bigger. So a motorhome is bigger again. And a mobile home, they don't move. They're static.
Yeah, ironically. As a motorhome owner myself, but also as a garage owner, I have to close up my gates after lunch on a Friday, as it would be plagued with camper owners calling in with the daftest thing going wrong. Can't be dealing with that on a Friday evening. Okay. How much money do you need to set aside for diesel? Do they eat fuel?
Well, not really. They're about a 2 litre. They're not that bad. And they, in fairness, you can go really fast within the speed limit. You can get to 120 pretty quick on the motorway. They're powerful machines.
Yeah.
And they're not that expensive, because you're just getting there and you're pitching up and you're there for a few days and then you're on to the next destination. You're not spending a fortune on fuel.
Now, you told us how much they cost. Now, if you wanted to rent one, what are you looking at?
They are quite pricey. They're about $1,000 a week. But then what they'll say is, you know, if you book a hotel room at this time of the year,
that would be far more than $1,000 a week.
It would be sometimes $300 a night. So about $1,000 a week, or you can buy one that's renovated or converted for about €40,000. And as we mentioned, they go right up to €100,000 for the top range.
And are there fees for each place you pull into, and how much do they charge?
Not very expensive at all. Obviously, you can, for example, Wicklow County Council do have some areas where you can just, you know, pitch up for free. If you go to a campsite, not much at all, about 25, 30 euro a night.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's much cheaper, like it's a tenth of a price of a hotel in Dublin right now.
Yeah.
So really quite good value. Here is Patrick Best, husband of Sue Best from lazydays.ie.
We are beginning to see more specialist camper van facilities being opened up. You know, some pubs are building specialist areas to welcome in camper vans. And, you know, in our experience in the past, when customers have been leaving our base in Wicklow, you know, they've asked us about, you know, what facilities there are. But it is such a welcoming country. We've often said, you know, if you're going into a pub and you're buying food and you might want a couple of drinks, you know, 99% of pub owners will say, yeah, just park in the corner of the car park somewhere and you can stay the night, you know. So I think yeah, no, they are welcome.
And there is that attitude, oh, they come in, you know, they don't stay too long and they take up too much space on the pavement, but they're buying milk, they're buying bread, they're eating in restaurants, they're contributing to the economy in a different way.
No, absolutely, absolutely. And I think when people sort of look into it with those eyes, yeah, it makes sense that they should be welcomed and embraced, for want of a better word.
What do you love about camper vans?
Spontaneity. You know, if you have a van, a lot of people use it, especially the VW Transporters, which we kind of specialize in, you know, people are using them as their second vehicles. If you have finished work on a Friday evening, it's beautiful and sunny, you can throw a few things in and you're gone and out the door and on a little mini sort of weekend adventure, snap of the fingers, you know, as opposed to having to plan where you're going to stay or Airbnbs and how you're going to get there, what you're going to do when you get there. It just affords spontaneity and freedom.
So we've just opened up a camper here, a beautiful white Volkswagen. Can I go inside?
Please do, yeah.
So I'm just getting in here, and this has been newly... oh, my God, it smells like a new car. You actually... you renovated this one?
Yes, yeah, I built them from scratch. They'll come to me sort of as a builder's van, for want of a better word. So, yeah, everything from the pop tops to windows, all felt lining, insulation, electrics, rock and roll beds, swivel seats, yeah, everything. It comes to me as a basic van and leaves as a fully fledged camper.
God, this is absolutely beautiful. And this one, you're doing up for someone. You can't buy this one.
No, you can. Yes, Henry, you can buy this van.
How much do you want for it?
Well, we won't discuss that on the air, shall we? We'll do that as a private negotiation.
There you go. That was Patrick Best there trying to sell Henry a van. And no doubt, the unwritten promise of wife swapping that comes with it. Henry, thanks a million, as ever.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.